We are so happy to welcome all of you to our Inland Port Authority General Mountains Inland Port Panels discussion. My name is Scott Wolfe. I'm Vice President of the Business Development Team with the Inland Port Authority, and I will be the moderator today. Joining me on the dais is Commissioner Brandon Yarley from Beaver County, Mayor Nolan Davis, Milford, Utah, Kyle Wilson, the Rural Representative for Senator Mitt Romney. We have Senator Evan Vickers, Representative Carl Albrecht, and with us from the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity, Paulette Cox, a Rural Outreach Specialist. This, again, will be a panel discussion and question and answer for the Mineral Mountains Project area. It's a very exciting development taking place in Beaver County. The area has a rich history steeped in rail, mining, and agriculture. And because of that, the Mineral Mountains Project area is strategically poised to expand those horizons. What sets Beaver County apart is its diverse natural resources and rugged terrain, offering a unique opportunity to bolster its existing economy while venturing into emerging industries. The Port Authority will collaborate closely with Beaver County, Milford City, and Beaver City to bring about the best possible opportunities for the entire region through the project area. Mineral Mountains encompasses four distinct zones that will harness Beaver County's resources and service hubs for various industries. The Mineral Mountain Inland Port Project Plan, developed in compliance with statutory requirements, will guide this transformative journey. Commissioner Yarley, let's start with you. Tell me why this project is important for the residents of Beaver County.
So I'd like to first thank everybody for driving here to Beaver County in the beautiful Milford Valley. Am I on now?
Okay. You're on now.
I have about 4 minutes. Thanks again for driving over here and spending a little bit of time with us. As you drove into Beaver County and into the Milford Valley, depending on what direction you came, you noticed a few things. If you came down I-15, you drove past the gas stations, the places we eat, hopefully the creamery. If you didn't see the creamery, stop on the way home, get some ice cream and curds. Or anywhere else. We need your economic drivers down there. We don't have the inland port going yet. So if you came from the south, you notice the farms and the fields and maybe some of the pig barns out to the west. If you came from the north, you notice the renewable energy sources, the wind, the solar, the geothermal. And if you know where to look, the biogas coming off the pig farms out to the north of town. And whichever direction you came, you saw the railroad. If by chance you came from the west, and I don't know why you would have came from the west, but you would have noticed the mining out through there. All of these projects and places of business are important to our history and to the future of Beaver County. The resilient residents and forward-thinking leaders who have came before me have done a great job of laying the groundwork of what we just accomplished here today. Why is this project important to the residents of Beaver County? Opportunity. That's the one word that I could answer with, was opportunity. We are opening the door to new businesses that will be able to be approved by the local elected officials, come to Beaver County to take advantage of the tax incentives and to provide employment to our citizens. We are giving our local home-raised kids the opportunity to stay or return home and have a career and a lifestyle that they choose. Just a quick personal story. I graduated, let's just say a few years ago, with 32 classmates. Basically, all of us left the area. We didn't have the opportunity to stay here. We had to go somewhere else to find employment, to find a life that we could, a way to make a living. A few of us graduated college. Many of us have had successful careers or owned successful businesses. 11 of us now live back in Beaver County. A third of my class returned home and was able to come home. And you might think, wow, only a third. I can promise you in the last 25 years, we are probably the highest return rate in the last 25 years. Most of them are over under 5%, maybe 10%. That's not sustainable for a small rural Utah community. We need some stability and some options in our community. We know that the resources in our valley are valuable and sought after. whether it's ag, mining, renewable, or transportation. As has been stated today, our most precious resource is our kids. Let's give them the opportunity to leave and obtain a higher education, but let's make sure they have the opportunity to stay or return home and enjoy the lifestyle they choose. This is why this project is so important to Beaver County. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Mayor Davis, talk to us traditionally about what rail has meant here in Beaver County and Milford City in particular, and what does this look like with this project area moving forward?
Well, years ago, rail was the livelihood of Milford, Utah. In fact, some of us did come from the west to Milford. I actually knew Milford to go ahead and hire out and then retire from the railroad. It was a good job. Back then, like I stated earlier in the comments, train alone, the engineer, we had about 150. That didn't include your section men, your maintenance way, your bridge people, and everything. So that was pretty much the livelihood of Milford. We had our school teachers, we had our hospital, and we had the farming community. Then the railroad decided they wanted to change the ways and change the way they do business. So we went from about 150-60, they're down to about 45 employees right now. And it's probably going to get worse than that. So we've got to do something to have something to maintain our community, like I said, to keep our biggest resources here, our kids and grandkids. Mine all moved away because there was not an opportunity to stay here, make a living, and raise their kids. And that goes, as the commissioner said, for a lot of them. I think with this inland port, it's probably, I'm getting old, and I've been here 30 years in public service. This is probably the greatest opportunity that we've had in rural Utah in the 30 years that I've been sitting here. We've time and time again, we've put economic development boards together, we've talked to people, we've gone to the state, we've talked to different governors, and I'll be quite honest, all we got was lip service. And I thought, well, here we go again. And like I said earlier, then the inland port, I started hearing about that, started doing some research on it. We started talking. The commissioner started talking. We got our heads together and said, you know, we might be able to make this work. This commissioner group and Jen Wakeland, they beat down doors. They knocked down doors and said, we're going to talk about this. We're going to make this work. There was a change in the inland port, and they said, hey, we'll come down. We'll put boots on the ground. We'll see what you got to offer here in Beaver County. They come down and it just kind of blossomed. Everything's just kind of moving forward. There's so many ideas, so many great opportunities that we have now. And rail is part of it. There's so much we can do with rail. You know, we can get small industries in here that can move things in and out by rail. We can have the way down here. They're just endless what we can do with the rail. Like I said, we've got an airport we can expand. Look at the natural resources we have around here. I mean, the geothermal, it's a big deal right now, really a big deal right now. It's going to go a long way. So, like I said, I hate to see the rail going the direction it did, but I still think we can maintain that, and I think it'll help support this community for a long time to come. So, I like I said, this inland port is a big deal. It's a big deal, commissioners. It's just a big deal for Beaver County as a whole. I mean, I've heard comments say, oh, well, here we go again, east side, west side. This is not an east side, west side thing. This is a Beaver County, period, Beaver County. We're going to do what is the best fit for Beaver County. So if we find something, it may not fit on the west side, but it will fit on the east side and vice versa. I can tell you, sitting with these commissioners day in, day out, and with, you know, Colette sat down there on the corner, and with the senator and the representatives we've got sitting right there, we'll make it happen. We're going to do what's best for Beaver County. So there's a good future for Beaver County ahead of us. So thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Kyle, from a federal perspective, what is this collaboration between federal, state, and local governments hope to accomplish?
You know, first, I think everyone involved needs a hearty congratulations because it's a huge undertaking and a huge accomplishment to have come this far. And it's going to be, it's going to serve the citizens of Beaver County for decades to come, and it's super exciting. I couldn't be happier for you folks. It's a pretty awesome development. But so anytime you bring stakeholders from different perspectives together with a common purpose or a common goal, I think the whole solutions that are created are nearly always greater than some of the parts. And in the natural resource space, WRI and shared stewardship were a perfect example. The types of things that you can come up with in those situations is likewise truly exciting. But more importantly, in my opinion at least, partnerships with state, local, county officials are the most effective way to expedite the grinding, slow, painful pace at which the federal government operates. And it works. It's very effective with WRI and shared stewardship specifically in that space. Likewise, I'm confident it will work just as fabulously here. And I'm just super excited to be involved in the way.
Thank you. Senator Vickers, from a statewide perspective, what do you hope that is accomplished here in this project area?
Well, thank you. And, you know, I appreciate the opportunity of being here, too. I've had some, you know, Commissioner Yardley stimulated some thoughts I want to talk about here in a minute. But just kind of, I want to think a little bit about the evolution of the Inland Port here in the state. Started off a little rocky. We had some moments that really appeared that, like it was, there was going to be a demise more than there was success, but that some things changed. I think significantly changed when the board was recent, their structure was changed, and specifically given charge to Senator Stevenson, Representative Schultz, and others to start taking maybe a little bit different direction and giving some foundation. And then the hiring of Ben Park, bringing him on, and you know, you'll see here in the future, too, the hiring of Danny Stewart, who is our economic development director in Iron County, is going to pay dividends as well. But now we're seeing the potential of the Inland Port. You're seeing, you know, there was always a vision, and there was always a vision that the Inland Port could be massively impactful to the state, but it was seemed to be mostly focused on the Wasatch Front, particularly Salt Lake area. And there was thought that there could, you know, we start talking about the hub and the spoke model and those kind of things. And there was talk among some that every county should have a spoke. But in reality, not every county, not every place is conducive to that. We have to be selective. And I think that the board has been selective, you know, in the situation with Iron County. You see what happened there is that it was coming together of individual businesses that were moving the momentum towards that. The Inland Port can be the tool to take it forward. I see the same thing happening here in Beaver County. And Commissioner Yardley, you know, you mentioned, you really stimulated your thought when you talked about your graduating class. I graduated a few years further back, but I grew up in Beaver, and we had 50 in our graduating class. I got thinking, because we had a recent class reunion, and I'm not even sure we can say that there's a third of ours who live back in Beaver now. You know, I went away to school, came back, and stayed there for a moment. We were there for 3 years after I was married and came back, but in order to, you know, prosper and move on, I did. I had to move. Fortunately, I didn't have to move very far. I just lived in Cedar Streets. It's okay. But, and growing up, it's been interesting to watch the evolution of the county. My dad was the manager of the telephone office back then. That was back when it was Mountain Bell. And he was one person, and he ran the whole county. And he would take me with him. You know, my big deal was to, when he had to go to Melford, I'd get in the telephone truck with him. We'd come down, we'd go to the Hong Kong Cafe, and I would have ham fried rice. And to this day, ham fried rice is one of my most favorite foods. But you know, this, he did. He ran the whole county through the telephone service and telephone office. But it was always just interesting to watch Milford. Because, you know, I have a lot of friends down here, a lot of people from Beaver moved over to Melford, actually. And it seemed like there was always something on the horizon. There was always something going to boom. And oftentimes it ended up being a bust. It just didn't quite go where we thought it was going to go. Farmers and ranchers down here have been productive in hay production and you know, opportunity, and they've created opportunities for their, you know, for the sale of their hay and for, you know, for their animals and other things. Then Circle 4 came, you know, and then now it appears that that's kind of waning out, you know, for the most part. I think this particular moment in time, Mayor and Commissioner, I think is that you will look back and say, this was the tipping point. This is the thing that actually took all that history and put it back in our back memories and thought, okay, memory, Milford can become and Beaver County can become, you know, something that's significantly different. And I think we'll look back and see this because there's a lot of, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of activity, somewhat congruous and sometimes independent from, you know, on the east side of the county and the west side of the county, but you'll see that this hub's going to bring the county together and you're going to see some prospers, some things that will prosper because of that. From a state perspective, we are very supportive of the Inland Port concept. We're supportive of the board and we're supportive of the concept of finding the right fits. Not just blanketing the state, but finding the right fits so that they can be not only productive for the state of Utah, but also the localities where they live. And this is a prime example.
Thank you, sir. Representative Albrecht, talk to us a little bit about the value of geothermal energy, specifically Beaver County becoming a hub, a center of geothermal energy production.
Okay. First of all, I want to thank the people of Beaver County. I've only represented you a year, but it's been awesome. People are hardworking people, just like I grew up over in Wayne County. In fact, all the Albrechts started over in Fremont. Some stayed in Wayne County, some went to Emory, some went to Sevier, and then some come down here, and I think they've all done very well. So to get to your question, I thoroughly enjoyed representing Beaver County, but geothermal is a 24/7/365 resource. And as chair of the Public Utilities and Energy Committee, the legislature, and a background in the utility business for 40 years, I can tell you that you guys are sitting on the geothermal capital of the state of Utah and probably the West. And when you can get 24/7 generation into the grid, which we need right now, that's awesome. You know, I toured the Rocky Mountain facility a while back. I've been ill for a little while, and I didn't make the Fergal one, but I did place them on our agenda for October interims. So geothermal is huge for Beaver County, and I would take all the geothermal you can generate.
Thank you. Thank you. Colette, how does this forward the governor's vision of building the economies for Utah?
Well, today's a very exciting day for me and for everyone in this room who's been working on or towards this project for the last year or even beyond that. I always tell people, I serve 7 counties in the southern part of the state, but I always tell people that Beaver County is my most exciting county. And they say, why? Because they have that awesome creamery. They know because they're a hub for alternative energy and they have mining, they have manufacturing, they have agriculture projects and beyond. And I can honestly say that this project, the Mineral Mountains project, is going to expand on those industries and Beaver County has a bright future. Just about a year ago, Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity under the leadership of Governor Cox and also Ryan Starks diversified our team in a way that would better serve rural Utah. Started out with 2 outreach managers and now we're up to 5 outreach managers that cover every corner of the state. And this is so we can live and work here in the communities that we serve. And I was going to say, sometimes I think that Milford and Beaver get sick of me because I'm up here several times a week. But it's just so easy for me to be here on a daily basis if I need to be, or a weekly basis. And that is exactly what Governor Cox wanted, and that is exactly what our executive director, Ryan Starks, wanted. We wanted that connection with the communities, and I think so far it's going well. Another front, we are moving into serving the rural communities in a different way. We've traditionally had kind of a top-down approach of serving communities, and now we are moving towards and implementing a bottoms-up approach. So we start with the city level, working with mayors, working with city planners, city managers, and working with our county officials, our commissioners, and our county economic development directors, and having those economic projects start locally, and then working towards working with the AOGs and other regional economic development planners, and then going up to the state level, working with governor's office, World Trade Center, EDC Utah, and of course Utah Inland Port. So again, this is a model that works, and we're just seeing the starts of that with these new outreach manager positions. With the Mineral Mountains project approved, we are now going to work towards building out the local economy here in Beaver County and focusing on the six pillars of economic development that I'll share with you, which are infrastructure. This includes roads, water, sewer, railroad, airport, housing, because we know that they are all tied together. Innovation, birthing new industries and adding products and services to existing industries, having research labs, and I see a lot of opportunity for innovation happening right here in Beaver County. Intellectual capital, this includes our workforce pipeline. Here in Beaver County, we have an excellent school system, excellent K-12 school system, and we're working with our higher education institutions, SUU and Southwest Tech, along with Utah State University, to increase their services here. So there's a seamless pipeline of education and implementation of education programs so we can serve the industries that locate here. And then outside of that, interest. You have to have a nice place to live in order to attract industry and the people who work and live here. And I can't think of a better place than Beaver County. It's beautiful, and you don't have to look too far to any of your neighbors here in Beaver County to find great people. So also investment. Traditionally in rural Utah, finding investors has been a problem. We don't have enough capital to go around in rural Utah. We are absolutely working hard on this. And with this project, it will attract the capital needed to draw the industries needed. And like Commissioner Pearson said, we want the right type of businesses to locate here. We don't want just anyone. We want to be strategic. But again, the right type of money has to come into the area in order to establish these industries. And then last, international. As was said earlier, this project connects Beaver County to the world. So supplies can come in, finished products can go out, and it will definitely level out the economy. So I grew up in a little town that was supported by mining and logging. And I watched as I grew up, as those industries ebbed and flowed, the boom and the bust. And families who had good times and families who had really hard times because they, you know, jobs went away or jobs were cut, industries changed. And so with this project, it creates stability for Beaver County. It creates continuity and diversifies the economy in a way that will provide consistent jobs for the families that live here. So it's my pleasure to be part of this project and part of the team that is working towards prosperity for Beaver County. And on a recent ride with Commissioner Yardley, out to the geothermal plant, we were coming back down off the hill, and I said, looked out over the valley and just said, all I can see are jobs and money. And so looking forward to see the implementation of the various industries that are coming in due to this project. So thank you to the Inland Port and all of our elected officials from the state level and the local level.
Thank you, Glenn. Quickly, a sentence or two for each panelist. As we look forward 25 years from now, from your perspective, what does success look like? How will we gauge this as a successful project if we look back? Commissioner Gardner, please start with you.
So this is a really deep question. Success in 25 years. Success can be defined in many ways, many different ways. Is success having 10 new businesses out in the project area? Is it having 300 new jobs? Is it having more kids in schools, being successful there? I think all of us can agree that is success. But I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and he had a different outlook on success, and I'm going to steal his line. As I thought about this question for the last few days, as we were talking, he really hit home with me, and he said, success is if we can build some houses, maybe a new neighborhood there in the community. If the kids that live in the house can walk down to grandma's house that's a block away, and the neighbors in between grandma's house and their house come out and check on them and see how they're doing, make sure they're okay, that's what success is. And that really, I get home. If we can do that, the rest of it doesn't matter. We want to make sure these families have a way to stay and enjoy and be successful.
Thank you. Mayor?
Well, I don't know whether I'll be looking down or looking up, but I'm one person beside that. But my vision is to be able to look at this community and see small pockets of little businesses. And it goes back to what the commissioner said, where the families can raise their kids, where they can walk down the street, where they can go to a couple of grocery stores, go to a diner, even go to a movie house. You know, that would be something else to know that if you actually go to a movie house, you know. And like I said, go back to where it was. I remember, like I said, growing up and coming over here and visit my grandparents. I used to spend the summers here, and we just had a ball. Coming over here, and, you know, I used to collect pop bottles, you know, from my aunt, take them down to Jefferson's and trade them in to go ahead and buy candy bars. And, you know, days like that are long gone. I don't care where you live. And that would be the ideal situation, is to have something like that again, where you had not a large community, but a stable community where, like I said, you could raise families, you could do shopping. Nothing against Iron County or Washington County, but, you know, I get tired of driving to the big box stores, but, you know, it's what we have to do right now. And so if we could stabilize the community a little bit and get a little bit of growth, where we could open up a few stores, you know, back then, like I said, there was three or four restaurants, there was four clothing stores. I mean, you didn't have to go very far to get what you wanted. So I'd like to see them days, like I said, whether I'm looking down or up, I'd like to see that again. So
thank you. Beaver County for me is really easy to love. Out here on the desert, I think it's beautiful. The pastures up against the freeway, up on the mountains, just it's a pleasure to be here all the time. And I think success would look like a community of young people, kids specifically, who have enough financial and economic security and stability in their homes and their communities to be able to enjoy it as completely as they ought to be able to. And that would be real successful for me. I think anytime you build a better mousetrap, folks will beat down a path to your door, and Beaver is a pretty damn good mousetrap. And I'm really excited for Bloomingport for them to be that back.
Senator?
Thanks. You know, my vision is very similar to what's been described, but as I look at it, I think success is overall stable opportunities, you know, that, you know, use that word, Brandon, you know, the opportunity. But I can tell you this, from having grown up in Beaver County and looking what Beaver County could look like, you don't want to grow like Washington County has, or even Iron County, quite frankly, right now. But you want steady growth where the culture is maintained. So the people that are living here, and a good section of them, either originated here or came back, and those that move in from other areas because of the employment opportunities adopt that culture. And that way you have that environment that you described, you know, where you have people looking out for each other. You don't have the high crime rates. With growth, it'll give you more retail and commercial opportunities. But it gives you an opportunity to live in a community where it's small enough that you can feel home and you like your neighbors and you know your neighbors. But it doesn't bring also the elements, the negative elements that can come with growth as well. So I think that's where I'm looking at. I want Beaver County and Beaver County as a whole to be able to have that kind of atmosphere that allows for good, stable employment and opportunities to grow and entrepreneurial opportunities, and still have that down-home culture that is why so much about these small communities.
Representative.
Similar to what's been said, I think Beaver County has a lot to look forward to. They cram 50,000 people a year in the Wasatch Front in four different counties. Davis, Weber, Salt Lake, and Utah County. You don't want that. You want something similar to what the senator said and what the mayor said and what the county commissioner said. You want some growth. You want some good jobs. You want to be able to keep your kids home so that they can see grandma and grandpa. You want to be able to ride the trails, go up on the mountain, go fishing, go hunting. Beaver County has a really good future, and you got good people, hardworking people. As you look at the schools, and I grew up in a small school in Wake County, and we had to come out here and play Milford once in a while with a practice game. They weren't in our league then, but that was a tough game. We had to play hard, and same with Beaver, and whatever you're doing with your kids, you're doing it right, because if you look at the championship banners of Beaver High School and Milford High School, it's pretty impressive. And what I'd like to see is more Bryson Barnes moving on up and walking on. That's been pretty awesome to watch that kid. And too bad he got hurt the other night, but to walk on at the University of Utah and then eventually get a scholarship, that shows you what kind of people you have here and what rural Utah is all about. And that's hard work. You don't quit until the job's done. And that's what's brought about this inland port spoke. And I think if you can get some good growth, another thing I'd like to see, frankly, is you've got a lot of minerals. The state of Utah has 28 of the 35 critical minerals that this country needs, and I'm sure a lot of them are out here in the West End. And, if we can develop some of those and put them on the train and ship them around and get those refined to help our supply chain here in the country, that would be awesome. So that's what I'd like to see in 25 years.
Thank you.
I'm going to take a little different approach. I echo everything that's been said as far as quality of life, but from more of a statewide view, love to see Beaver County be the number one for geothermal innovation and for power production. And I would also love to see a mining hub here in Beaver County beyond the copper and potash that's already developed. I agree. I think that there's so much more, and I think with an evaluation of what can be mined here and getting that investment that we talked about earlier to Beaver County, additional mining can happen along with agriculture innovation. We want to conserve water, but we still want to maintain our agriculture businesses and the way of life that comes with that. And I think that can be done through innovation, and I think it happens here. I don't think it happens in Salt Lake or at the universities. I think it happens right here in rural Utah. And just overall, I don't think I know that Beaver County and all of the activities here will help keep Utah's economy number one in the nation.
We may have some members of the credential media. Who's going to help me with that? Larry, is that you? I'm going to look around until someone says I'm going to go and take this Zoom call. See if we have any raised hand. We'll open it up for questions from the media if there are any.
I don't see any raised hand on one.
Do I have to say go and go? Going, going, gone. Please give a round of applause for our speaker panel. And yes, please do not pass those doors without visiting a little and enjoying the wonderful catering from Alice Schell, who's graciously catered to some of the boards. Again, thank you for being here and celebrating the Mineral Mountains Project area.